This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
LI News time, 8:08. We get ready for another busy election season. And of course, the fine chairman of the Democratic Party in Suffolk County will play a major role, and he is now in our spotlight. Talking about Rich Schaefer, of course, fine supervisor as well, the town of Babylon. Haven't spoken to him in a while. It was good to have him back. Mr. Schaefer, how are you, sir?
Good. It's usually snowing or raining.
It's usually something, right? Inclement weather, we talk about how many roads are closed, what do we got to do to close the schools, you know, that type of thing.
So I'll take today.
There you go. 70 and sunny. We'll take that, right, Rich?
You got
incredible
it.
Stuff.
Good to talk to you, Jay.
Absolutely. And, you know, I understand it's not a federal election year, but I consider this year, I've said this for a while now, you know, I consider this one of the more important years from an electoral process. Why? You got a lot of new posts, including a very coveted district attorney position. We haven't seen that in 16 years. But, Rich, very important positions coming into play here on the island.
Very important, and also probably busier for us because it's more local. So you've got a lot of town and county candidates running. But on the DA's race, yeah, we've got a great candidate, Tim Sini, who's been our police commissioner in Suffolk County. And I think, hands down, I got to tell you, I was with him for a couple of events the other night. Neighborhood Night Out was Tuesday night, where police are recognized and working with the community. And he handled himself very well at community events in Wyandanche and Copeg. And the reaction that I heard from people after was they are so excited about seeing him obviously campaigning and hopeful that he'll be elected in November to take over from Tom Spoda.
No question about it. He's an interesting guy. He's in mid-30s, young guy's handled. He's really handled everything on his plate when you think about it. And you know, the drugs and the gangs, and we've had him on many a time. And, you know, the question always comes up, Rich, you know, how can you do two posts, concentrate two at one time? And, of course, holding down the commissioner's post is a full-time gig. We know that. I've asked him this before. Was there any reservations in your mind as far as trying to juggle two things? A very important race coming into play here, but mm-hmm. Any doubts in your mind?
No, I mean, look, I handled two posts, and in terms of Tim, there's a very special person that can do that, and in my mind, he's demonstrated that already just by the way he's handled and continued to handle the police department. I can tell you that if you speak to anybody within the department or people who have interacted with the department, and I'm not just talking about regular residents, but I'm talking about groups that interact with them, whether it be the federal law enforcement or the other state partners in the Attorney General's office, hands down, I've not heard any negative comments or that he has slipped up or not being able to handle anything. And you know, I go back to the first time I met him, which was in March of 2014, and he lives in Babylon Village, and he came because he was a prosecutor in the Southern District U.S. Attorney's Office, the premier office in the country, under Preet Bharara, and said he wanted to be closer to his family, had young children, he wanted to work out here and get involved, and we did that. And after an hour and a half, I looked at him and I said, wow, you could be the district attorney of Suffolk County. And he reminded me that I said that to him when we first met, and obviously now we're hopeful that he will be, and I think he will be, based on the comments that I'm getting back and the campaign information that I'm getting back. But if there's anybody who can handle it, he can, and I think he's demonstrated that. So I think that question's been put to bed a while ago. And, in fact, we've got a couple more months left on the campaign trail, probably less than 100 days at this point, and I'm expecting him to be victorious.
Talking with Rich Schaefer, he is the party chairman, Democratic side right here in Suffolk, as well as supervisor of the town of Babylon. And, you know, you mentioned local before. Big local feel this electoral season, Rich Schaefer. I'm talking about the legislators. You know, you got 19 posts at stake. You know, there's a
18
in essence. You're right. And
I don't know if you want one more. That's
No question.
But the legislature is critical because there are four term-limited legislators.
Yep.
So Steve Stern, Lou DeMauro, Kate Browning, and Tom Baraga are all leaving, and all have served very well. But those seats are open, and that's a lot of times where you see the greatest competition in terms of the seats that we're competing, obviously, in all seats, one, protecting our Democratic incumbents because we believe they've done a great job on the legislature and working not only in their districts but on issues that are affecting countywide in terms of the water quality program that County Executive Bologna has advanced, the cesspool upgrade program that's critical to our water supply and our environment. Something we learned during Sandy is that our coastline was not as protected as it should be because of the nitrogen contamination that's affected our bays and our wildlife and our resources. So those are some major issues that they've been dealing with, as well as bringing down the structural deficit. The county, both counties, all counties suffered because of the 2008-2009 subprime crisis and the crash and the recession, and are bouncing back from that now. And they've been able to lower that deficit from a high of about $500 million down to now we're looking in the 150 to 160 range, and they're continuing to do that because they've been able to keep property taxes down under the 2% property tax cap, as well as they've made the tough choices, unfortunately, of having to lay off people, reduce and make services more efficient, and continue to deliver services that residents expect. So I'm looking forward to competitive races in Southeast Brookhaven, which is the Kate Browning seat. We've got Josh Slaughter, who has been Kate's right at Kate's side for the last 11 years as her chief of staff. So anywhere Kate's been, Josh has been. So I couldn't think of anybody better who knows the community backwards and forwards like Josh Slaughter. Her opponent is someone who is going to be a part-time legislator. Josh is going to be a full-time legislator. And I think that's critical, particularly for communities in Southeast Brookhaven that require so much attention because they've been really hit hard by the economic recession and some of the quality of life issues that go on there. And, of course, in the other races, we expect Sue Berland, who's a councilwoman in Huntington, who's running in Steve Stern's seat in Dix Hills and Melville and Brentwood, to be successful, as well as Tom Donnelly, who's one of my colleagues on the Babylon Town Board. He's running in Babylon and Huntington for the Lou DeMauro seat. And there's going to be an interesting race in West Islip for Tom Baraga's seat. The Republicans are fighting with each other. Tom Baraga's son-in-law, Mike McElwee, is running in a primary against Steve Flatteran, who's a sitting councilman in the town of Islip. There's been a lot of issues in the town of Islip that Steve has to answer for, and we expect that primary to be interesting. And we've got Joe McDermott, who's the mayor of the village of Brightwaters, knocked off a longtime incumbent mayor a few years back, has really been, I call him a workaholic, and has really done a great job in turning around the village of Brightwaters. So we expect that to be a real competitive race, and possibly, I'm not going to say now, but possibly one that we could put in the W column for us.
Well, I tell you, Rich, you know, you're doing a great job as far as a roundup here, and that's what I mean. There are some interesting and very important races. You know, my biggest thing this year, as every year, is the turnout. You know, you hope that people are paying attention here. That's all I could say, because, you know, they don't have a right to complain if they do not vote. We've always talked about, you and I have always discussed this regarding turnout and everything else. I understand there's not a congressional situation at play here, but still, with everything that has transpired here on the island as far as big news, legislators are key here. They're lawmakers. You have to pay attention to your district, bottom line.
Well, and they affect your quality of life each and every day. I argue with people to say, well, no, I only vote in presidential years. And I said, well, that's great, and we appreciate that, and that's important. But I got to tell you, where you can have the most direct impact on your quality of life is by knowing and voting in town and county and village elections, in this case, town and county. And these are the people, like you said, who, when you need to deal with issues in your neighborhood, an abandoned house, code enforcement issues, highway issues, parks issues, these are the people who are responsible for that. So if you don't know who they are, and a lot of times I ask people if they know who they're legislator is, and you know, you get kind of a baffled look or a name that isn't associated with being a legislator, and then you wonder why, when they start complaining or they want to offer a positive suggestion, they don't know where to go or who to talk to. And so that's why we encourage people, because the turnout drops from the presidential year last year, 60 to 65% turnout. In a local year, it could drop as low as 20, maybe even 19, 18%, which is really a shame because then you're only having a very few deciding who's going to be in charge of these important positions.
No question. Rich Schaefer with us, Democratic chairman, Suffolk County. Let's break down a couple of things. You know, you mentioned Brookhaven before. We had Jack Harrington in here. I know he's vying to get into that post, the coveted post as the supervisor of the town. We know about Ed Romaine. Listen, you know, Ed is an iconic figure here, but it's interesting. The thing that I got out of Jack Harrington, this guy, Rich, and I'm sure you'll agree, I think he's got a future somewhere.
He's got,
you know,
terrific.
He's got something. We had him in here for about 45 minutes. You know, he's a smart guy, great pedigree. We know it. You know, military background, the whole nine yards. You know, he definitely, you know, he has what it takes, I think.
Terrific.
But this
future.
Is a guy I think you're going to hear about, Jack Harrington, many years to come here.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're, and Jack and I have spoken about the run, and he recognizes how difficult it is. But again, we saw that Donald Trump is elected president, and
you never know.
Pollsters predicted things, and anything can happen. But look, I give Ed Romaine credit for as how hard he's worked over the years, and people know him throughout the town of Brookhaven. But Jack recognizes that this is the start of something, and obviously you get in it to win it. But I also recognize as the party chair that, and Lillian Klayman, who's the Brookhaven Town Democratic chair, recognize that Jack is our future. And he's got a young family. He knows what the concerns are of people in the community. He's out knocking on doors. And you saw him, Jay, his presentation. He cares. He's got a big heart, and he cares, and he listens to people, which is what people want. They don't want to be spoken to. They want to be listened to, and that's what a leader does. And Jack's got those leadership skills and qualities. So if he's not successful in this race, there is definitely going to be a future for him.
No question. I think we both agree on that. And I got to tell you, I'm going to keep an eye on a couple of races. Now, mainly, I have an eye on this 9th district. I find this to be fascinating. We have Monica Martinez facing what looks like primary in this 9th seat, Rich Schaefer, with Angela Ramos. She's, of course, the wife of veteran assemblyman Phil Ramos in that area. And that, to me, is a contentious race. All that has happened in that Brentwood area, as we all know with the gang stuff, you know, all eyes upon those two. It's going to be a dogfight, nonetheless.
Definitely, but I find it a shame, actually, because if there's anybody who's worked hard and who could be said to have worked hard, it's Monica Martinez.
No question.
And I got to tell you, and look, I'm a little biased because her brother Tony serves on the town board. He's our deputy supervisor. He's my partner in town government, and I got to tell you, she is just in caliber of elected officials. She gave up a career in education. She was an assistant principal. She put that aside because she wanted to get involved in government, and she works it 24/7. Those communities, Brentwood, CI, North Bay Shore, Islandia, that make up the 9th district, needed that type of representation, somebody who could be available for all of the issues that go on over there. She's done it well. Look, I like Angela also, and I spoke to her, and I don't understand what the primary is all about. But look, we're going to go out, and we're going to win the primary. Get Monica through that primary and get her reelected because we can't lose someone of her caliber. She's young, in her 30s, represents the next generation of leaders. I'm not going to speculate on what the primary is about, but I think that the primary is a waste of time because it's a district and a community that needs solid representation and doesn't need to be sidetracked with, I'll just characterize it as personal disagreements that are playing out, because the community shouldn't be put in that position. I feel very strongly that those communities should be united, and that's what's going to help those communities deal with those serious issues that they're dealing with right now, that we're all dealing with, because when those communities are hurting, we're all hurting. And Monica recognizes that, and that's how she's been able to get so much support and bring back resources to her district based on the conversations and the support she's gotten from her colleagues on the county legislature.
No question. All eyes upon that ninth seat. Now, I'll move to the sixth seat because it happens to be my district. And, you know, are you going to do something differently maybe strategy-wise? You know, Sarah Anker, who, you know, she's been a staple there, no question, but winning slightly, if my memory serves me correct, over Steve Tricarico, Rich Schaefer. So, in essence, you'll have a little bit of a primary going on there. But is there any different strategy for Sarah Anker to maybe move a little more briskly through this sixth seat?
No, I mean, look, that seat's always going to be in play because the numbers are horrible. That seat voted plus 30 for Trump last year, and we use that as kind of a measuring stick. It's a very Republican seat. But look, Sarah Anker wasn't supposed to win the first time or the second time or the third time, and I got to give her credit. She works hard, and the conversations that we have with residents when we're going door-to-door up there, and I've knocked on doors in Miller Place and Mount Sinai, and I've heard back from them is that they feel they can trust. And the word used with Sarah Anker always over and over again is that they can trust her, that she's going to tell it to them like it is, and she's going to listen to them and address issues. I mean, she's worked hard to get her colleagues to support several land preservation bills of properties that were threatened with development up in that area. I mean, people moved to the north, to that northeast corner of Brookhaven to have some a little bit of nature around them, and not the sprawl of what we have here in Western Suffolk or in Nassau County. And so she's worked hard to protect that, and she's also worked on issues dealing with the heroin and opioid crisis that's affected every community, including those in the 6th District. She got a pilot program started in the Rocky Point School District, which was hard hit. She's brought Commissioner Sini and the police department in to increase police patrol. So she's done her work there. And I think, again, getting back to what people say is trust. And we're just going to advance that, and we'll let the Republicans fight it out and beat each other up and just offer up Sarah's record. And I think that the voters there will respond. It's always going to be a nail biter. We know that. And we're used to that, but we know we're going to get it.
Well, she has come through in the past. A couple of quick ones, Rich, before we let you go. I find it fascinating when you have a guy who's held a post for roughly, 34 years? I'm sorry, 24 years. I'm talking about Frank Petrone.
Yes.
Who's retiring. You know, you got a couple of people there, as Chad Lubinacci now makes his way from the assembly into that post. Fascinating, I find, when you have a school teacher, North Fort High School teacher there, and also in Tracy Edwards on the town board. You know, I find it fascinating. That could be a good one there.
That's going to be a very good one. And in fact, you got two solid candidates.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tracy, I believe, is the more solid because she's got executive experience in the real world. And by that, I mean that a lot of times people have commented that they need people who know how the real world operates. And Tracy is a retired Verizon executive, and she's had a great deal of experience in dealing with large organizations and making people be more efficient to provide services. She's got a stint on the town board now, so she's very familiar with town issues affecting communities all across Huntington. And look, Chad's a nice guy. He's been a professor. He's an attorney. And a New York State Assembly member, but I think that the tilt is going to go to Tracy because I think voters in Huntington are very smart and they want someone who's got executive experience, and that's what we need. Frank had executive experience. In fact, the town's bond rating was just confirmed this morning of AAA. It's the highest bond rating that any municipality can get. From Moody's and from Standard & Poor's, and that's the work that Tracy and Frank and the other members, Mark Cupertson, on the town board have brought, a stable fiscal stewardship as well as great executive experience, and I think that people in Huntington will recognize that and give the edge to Tracy.
Rich, do you think Jay Schneiderman's safe out in Southampton? You know, Fred Havemeyer's got a name, I think 12 years as a town trustee from the Bridgehampton area, but listen, Schneiderman's done a nice job. We know he's got a big name out there as well, First District, way back in time. You think he's safe?
Yeah, Jay's as safe as anybody. And Jay, every year they say they're going to knock out Jay. But look, Jay does the job. He did it in East Hampton. He did it in Southampton. He was a great county legislator. We were sad to lose him. But I think, again, that the primaries always end up being something based on personality, and I think in this case, Jay will be just fine and successful in November as well.
You know, and finally, Richie, there's a lot of issues out in the East Hampton area. Larry Campbell and I have spoken many a time, the flight noise, the pollution, everything. Just one major topic there. But, you know, listen, he's had enough. You have a Zachary Cohn who I guess he's filing. I guess he has enough. Does he have enough signatures, by the way? Did Zach Cohn have enough signatures?
Yes.
He does. Okay.
There's going to be a primary out there.
Right. And you got the incumbent town board member in this Kathy Burke, Gonzalez. Interesting out there.
Yeah. And that, and look, that's going to come down to organization. And our organization is very, I met with about 100 East Hampton Dems. Tim Sini and I and Bridget Fleming, who's the county legislator, met with them about 2 weeks ago, and they were very excited for the whole ticket out there. And so I think that the ticket will be fine and Kathy will be fine. She's done her homework and done some great work in the community. So I think that will be she'll be our nominee and after primary day and successful in getting reelected.
Boy, I tell you, a lot to digest here, but it's...
And as I said, very busy, even though it's a quote-unquote off year.
No question about it, and we look forward to all the primaries coming up, Rich, in just about 5.5 weeks, and of course, the main event not too far away as well. Always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll dissect even more in months to come.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Jay.